You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Yeah, it's not like anyone in the crowd's going to come set a pick on us or anything, so I could care less about them.
Burn with the ball, getting hammered by Messenger. Burn with a shot, he scores! Burn on a dash inside the rush zone. Leaving it back to Kluche. He's got room. Kluche takes the shot. Scores. Shot backed up by Smith. Smith to Fraser. Over the shoulder. Scores. Kluche, top of the slot. Back to Dane Smith. Smith with seven to shoot. Scores.
Oh, what's wrong with a little smack talk on a Wednesday morning? And yeah, I know it's a little delayed, but you know, Bills OTA started yesterday. So yes, we absolutely did want to dunk on the Saskatchewan Rush for talking a little bit more smack than they can chew. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here with you. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Why did we make this open? Well, for two reasons. One, it was exactly what I dreamt of and everything more. Great job, Josh Mitt.
You're welcome.
And second, that was Zach Jones' first game in person watching the NLL and the Buffalo Bandits. It's not the first time you've ever watched them.
No.
But it's the first time you were in Banditland in person.
It was ball. It was awesome. I loved every second of it. The crowd was electric. It was cool seeing the arena packed for something other than kind of one of those specialty nights for the Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what I've been to, the RJ night, I didn't go to Ryan Miller night, but you saw the arena packed for those. Like, this was for playoff game, championship stuff, and there was a difference in the environment, in the vibe of the arena.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say nerves. I don't think a single Bandits fan thought they were going to lose.
Yeah.
Even with it going to a game three.
There might have been a couple, but like, you know.
At least not what I experienced. It was all basically, it felt like a coronation of like, yeah, we're going to win in Buffalo. This is awesome. Like, yeah. this is great for us.
It's kind of disgusting.
And but, watching that game, Derek, and I won't lie to you. Again, like, not being the biggest lacrosse guy. I watch it. I watch a lot of college lacrosse with my cousin. I keep up on it. I keep up on the Bandits. I was a little thrown at the first period where goalie wasn't too great. Saskatchewan, kind of anytime they shot the ball towards the net, it went in. But to watch the second half.
The domination that happened.
In which it felt like a light switch just kind of went off for all the Bandits players. Where they're like, oh, we're better than you. Like, oh, I remember, we're way better than you.
And they scored to make it 7-6. Saskatchewan scored to make it 7-6 and then proceeded to be walked off a cliff.
15-6 is the final score. I think that's the most goals the Bandits have scored in this playoff run. Or at least it's the most goals they've scored in a while in these playoffs. And they just walked him off the field. They were like, all right, good job. Way to be here. Congratulations
on making it. A couple of players very clearly knowing that Saskatchewan was talking the way that they were after the game.
Oh, boy. It was such a cool experience. If you haven't gone to a Bandits game, now as somebody that is meant to go for, I think, the last two, three years, was going to go earlier this year, just got kind of weathered out by that one, and then finally decided to go to this one, absolutely do it. It was a blast to watch. It was really cool to see a team win a third straight. Just win a championship at all.
Yes.
Was really cool. Like, it was something, too, that, like, if you've never seen a championship live in sports, you kind of wonder how quickly they'll put up on the Jumbotron 2020, whatever year, this year being 25, NLL, NFL, NHL,
right,
you know, champions. Newsflash, they do it immediately.
They did also have an entire second half to do it. Like, especially the fourth quarter, where that was a coronation.
Complete coronation. They were wasting time.
Yeah.
I don't think they scored in the fourth.
No.
Like, nobody scored in the fourth.
They were just, like, kind of perfectly content with taking 30 seconds off the clock and dump it down.
And just chuck it anywhere, play good defense, back to the same thing, waste a lot of time, chuck it down. And I couldn't have been happier. It was like, that was one of those feelings. And the crowd I was with, it was with two buddies and then a bunch of kind of people I didn't know. But, like, everyone was like, this is how exactly I want, like, a Bills Super Bowl to go. Where the second half, we're all kind of just celebrating. And by the time the actual final whistle, you know, goes, it's not this euphoric relief, but it's just this kind of, all right, we can officially celebrate, let's go. Like, the euphoric relief
was the
Eagles slow build.
This past Super Bowl.
The Eagles this past Super Bowl, where the entire second half was just kind of this, like, I just can't wait to look at Wikipedia where, like, they added the championship. Like, it's one of those.
Yes.
And, like, that was, like, the cool thing where it was this slow build where I can't even say I had, like, this natural release. I mean, I'm also not the biggest Bandits fan. It's not Bills. It's not Sabres. It's not Texas. But I was still, like, you know, I had the huge grin on my face. And it was kind of this slow build up to the eventual whistle. It wasn't, you know, their last few games against Saskatchewan, where you're thinking
it's
to end the game,
games, yeah.
You're, you know, on bated breath, freaking out, watching this happen. So cool. I cannot recommend enough going to Bandits games. It's a blast. The crowd is fantastic. The music, if you're honestly, because I know this is probably something for a lot of people, the music really does not get in the way.
No.
During the game, it really doesn't. There was even one moment with about 3 minutes left in the game, they threw out John Denver,
mm-hmm,
Country Road, lost it. I was like, that's cheating. First of all, playing bagpipes to start a game, didn't know that's a thing. Cheating. And then to end the game with John Denver, cheating.
Do we know why?
That's incredible. I don't care. They don't. They may have a reason, or they're just like, it's metal as hell. We're going to do it.
There's probably a reason at this point. Like, you don't keep doing that every year, and I'm just the one that doesn't know what the reason why is. But something you said kind of got me interested in, like, I don't know if it's like a question of the day sort of thing, but, like, it's a fascinating poll of sorts. Would you rather have a second half coronation, relax, this is your championship, or do you live for the drama? Do you live for that euphoric release?
Oh.
Yeah. Of, I don't know if this is actually going to happen or not. You say that that's how you want your Super Bowl?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's perfectly your right. A championship is a championship nonetheless. But I do find that interesting of, like, if I were to tell you that it's going, like, that's the thing, I can't tell you it's going to happen because mm-hmm. that's the crux of the second option.
Yeah.
But the way you envision it, it's never that way. It's never comfortable.
No.
The way you envision it for anything is always the opposite. I think it's fitting that a three-peat is coronated with a second half dominance to where the fourth quarter, they're not even offensively trying.
Mm-hmm. Because there's just no point.
That is very fitting for a three-peat. You are dominant. You end the three-peat dominating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's fitting. Incredibly fitting. But nobody ever envisions it the way that you say you would prefer it. I might even say, I don't know if I believe you.
It is interesting. I think you're right, too. Like, yeah. No one really envisions. Yeah, we won by 50. It was incredible. Like, no.
Nobody does that.
I think especially in Buffalo, I do wonder how many people are like, yeah, when they win the Super Bowl, I'd actually love it to be on a last-second field goal to right the wrongs of wide right. I don't think it's a huge portion of fans. I do think there is a semblance of fandom out there that kind of wants it to be, no, I want wide right gone. I want Tyler Bass to kick, or a random kicker.
Expunged.
Yeah.
I want that more than anything else in the world.
See? 803-0550. If you're to win a championship, how is it supposed to look?
But then there are also Bills fans out there that never stop talking about 51-3 in the AFC Championship and how much of a euphoric feeling that felt.
Yes.
So I think there
was a party the entire time.
I think there is a comfortable, happy medium of, yeah, the blowouts are super cool. And that just that the party atmosphere, the party feeling, but then there's also the really fun feeling of last second iconic moment.
The what kind of sicko are you? 803-0550 is the number to call.
But like the perfect example is college basketball.
Yes,
like there are mid majors that win in the kind of weird like, oh, you just straight up took down a high major team. You won by 15. It never was particularly close. And you clearly were underseeded. Or you have the teams like a Georgia State in back, I think, in 2014. Ron Hunter Jr. hits a three to win the game.
Yeah.
And it's like, which one do you prefer if you're that Cinderella team?
And I think that that's a question that I don't know how capably we are able to answer it. Because of the fact that,
yeah,
well, the only team that has won anything is the Bandits.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if you go to the Bandits games and you've gone to championship games, which one feels better is what I would say. But nobody really typically envisions the blowout version.
I don't think, yeah. It's the dramatic one. I think that's right.
It's the dramatic one where like maybe there's a kneel down to end it. Maybe. But also hockey. Overtime winner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, your heart rate's going to be a disaster.
Yes.
But it's why it's often called overtime in the Stanley Cup playoffs is often called the best of sports.
Right. It's the most dramatic.
Because it's the most dramatic.
It leads to the biggest heartbreak on the other side, and you mm-hmm. don't know what side of the coin you're on
mm-hmm.
until it happens. But I do find that fascinating that you said that. If I'm watching a championship game, what is going to be more memorable? And that answer is whichever one happens. It's not like, say the Bills are punching their ticket to the Super Bowl and it's just like a beatdown. It's like 30-13.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Mm-hmm. Am I going to complain about that?
No.
No.
And that's, I think that's maybe the fun part of the question. I'm not complaining either way. Just what do you prefer?
I'm just intrigued by it.
Yeah.
Of,
I didn't expect to hear that. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, it was just it was cool. I mean, but I am also somebody. It's funny. I am the person that kind of enjoys the ride. I want the ride to be memorable. Like, yes. to be perfectly.
That's why I thought it was interesting coming from you.
Yeah,
you are the guy that. I know this as your friend. You do like a little bit of the drama.
Absolutely, baby. Absolutely.
Like, not through your life, but like, you know,
well,
your entertainment at least.
My dating history would tell you the opposite.
Zachary, I'm trying to help you, man.
My dating history would tell you the exact
Zachary,
opposite.
Zachary, I tried to help you and you said, no, actually, I will go under the bus. But anyway. That's why I thought it was interesting coming from you. Knowing that. Especially with entertainment purposes, like drama is kind of the king. It is a story.
Yeah.
And yeah, ultimately a championship is a championship, but.
Well, I mean, here.
Is it an interesting story at that point? How many people tend to remember the blowout wins in Super Bowls, for example? Are they as memorable?
Outside of, I think if it's a dynasty, it's not very memorable.
Exactly.
I think that's right. Like here, you know, Georgia has won a few national championships.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone cares about the TCU one, 62-7.
Right.
It's more remembered because of like, oh, this is a broken system.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what it's remembered for. It's like, this is not sustainable.
It's memorized for the wrong reasons.
But here, for you know, my basis, I really, really enjoyed the bandits blowing it out and it being the party atmosphere in the fourth,
right,
and the coronation.
I also think it is the sport and its setting that allows it to be a party.
Could be. But here, let's use my next favorite team as an example, you know, for that could be up in a championship run. Let's ignore the Angels. They're not making the playoffs. The 8-game win streak was super fun. They immediately cratered to, I think they've now lost 4 straight. Texas. Let's say Texas is in the national championship in January, and it goes to overtime against Oregon, and they win it that way. Field goal. Or we have like another Quinn Ewers play where it's a 4th-down touchdown against Arizona State. I might change my tune and be like, that was the best experience of my life.
Right.
I don't know. And I think you're right. Like, as Buffalo fans, it might be very difficult to answer this question because we don't know.
It's, do you want the cookie on the table or not, basically? Do you want the cookie on the table or the cookie on the table? You're probably just taking the cookie that's on the table.
Yeah.
But
I'm taking the championship.
No matter what it's flavored like.
I think we've seen a lot of people.
I'm not even tell you what the flavor is.
Yeah.
It's a cookie.
Like, here, there's probably a lot
of... But it's going to be good.
Yeah. There's probably a lot of Philadelphia Eagles fans. We know one that wanted Carson Wentz to win a Super Bowl for the Eagles.
Hang on.
But I don't think they cared that Nick Foles won their first one for him.
As a matter of fact, I might bother him about this exactly because as an Eagles fan, they have experienced one of each of those.
Mm-hmm.
The dramatic last minute where New England throws a Hail Mary and it is dropped or batted down.
But a close game to the end.
A close game to the end. And the coronation.
And a blowout.
Wow, the Eagles really have had both. We need to bother Philadelphia.
Yeah, we need to bother Philadelphia. But
there's someone that works here now.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Giacobello made his debut on Saturday. I think we need to bother one of them and say, hey, guys, which one felt more interesting to you or has the better feeling to you? I didn't know we would end up talking about this for as long as we did, but like. That's the smooth brain that is Derek Kramer. I saw something shiny, jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle, and here we go.
It's just I think it's also a fun topic because neither answer is necessarily bad. Like for me, I love Reuben's and Cuban sandwiches, but you do prefer one of them. But I'd also say it depends on the day for me.
Yeah.
So like this weekend, I love the coronation. Next weekend, it might be like, baby, give me overtime. Last minute 45-yard field goal.
I think it's also because you're not directly involved.
1,000%. I'm not on the field. Yeah.
No, not even that. Like you're not in the stands either. Like you're not dealing with the panic.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like the next thing that we can watch is like a game 7 in the playoffs right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, but like I want a game 7 so bad for the Sabres. I want to feel that so bad.
So now,
so bad.
On the other side of that coin, being the losing team in that scenario, what is far more painful is easy. It's the close one. You were there.
Ooh.
But watching your team get their teeth kicked in a championship game, That's got to be so annoying.
I think it's...
And it's also less memorable because everyone... like, think of your worst Chiefs losses throughout the postseasons.
Yeah.
The first AFC Championship game rarely comes up.
Yeah, I mean... The Bills were blown out.
They
were competitive for a little while. I think they even held a lead for a little bit. And then very quickly, it fell apart.
Yeah.
13 seconds, though.
That's the first one on the list.
Brought up a lot. I will say, yeah, like if I'm a fan, I probably, if I'm going to lose a championship,
you better rip my heart out.
Ooh. I would prefer to be blown out. I can move on during the game. I can actually start to rationalize it and move on. Mm-mm. It took me like a week and a half to get over 13 seconds.
And I was different in that. It took me ultimately like probably 13 minutes to get over 13 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I was able to watch that game and go, and after the fact go, that was awesome. It's a shame somebody had to lose that game. But that game was great.
I eventually got there.
The game is like a part of greatness. Somebody had to lose that game. Of course it was us. In Buffalo, that have to suffer that, but someone had to lose that game. If I'm going to watch a team lose, I better be in it to win it.
Oh, no, I think there's being in it to win it, but once the game starts and the result is starting to build.
If a blowout starts happening, I'm kind of like, I wasted my time.
Yeah, but I can get over that a lot faster. I can get over that and move on to next year, the offseason, what have you, where when it is so close, when you've tasted victory and it's snatched from you, that is a bitter pill to swallow that you really don't forget.
And I look at, ready? I drove down the 90 this past weekend to a watch party in Rochester to watch the Americans promptly get smacked around 5-0 in game 5.
Yeah.
Cool. I left before the fifth goal.
I think that's healthier. I think it's way healthier than having to go to overtime and then losing in that fashion.
But I feel like it would have been, I would have had a lot more fun.
You would have had more fun, yeah. But
so that's the thing. I like fun.
I don't care about fun in a loss.
I like fun. This is where, I'm Anakin Skywalker piloting through a mess of explosions and ships. This is where the fun begins.
Yep.
Okay? I want to be there too, even if it is the bitter end.
That's fair. For me... no, thank you. Give me the easier pill to swallow and we'll move on.
Okay.
803-0550, the number to call. John is up first today. John, good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good. Congratulations to the Bandits on the three-peat, but they got to thank the Saskatchewan head coach because I was watching that game and, you know, when we started blowing them out in the second quarter, we go up 7-3. They changed the goalie and I'm like, oh, it's over. This is over. And all of a sudden, we had probably 5 point-blank or breakaway chances that their second-string goalie stuffed us on, and they cut the score to 7-6 at half, and I'm like, holy cow, you know, changing the goalie really worked for them. And I come back from, you know, making some food, watching on TV, and we scored 15 seconds or so into the third quarter, and they got the first-string goalie back in there, and we ran up the score on this guy again. I couldn't believe the coach put the other guy back in after the second-string goalie shut us out the rest of the way when he was in. Big blunder by the Saskatchewan coach.
Yeah, that's right.
John, that's a really good point. I'll quote Napoleon, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Also...
That's right.
It did initially feel very Sabres-esque of like, oh, you're doing really, really well.
Oh, you chased the goalie and it's going wrong.
And then the backup comes in.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, oh, what the hell
happened? That was this season's Sabres.
That's exactly
what the season. Oh, my God.
But I'd forgotten about it because for most of the second half, you were good. I completely forgot about that. John's absolutely right.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that misery back to me.
I thought it was an equipment malfunction. Again, not watching on TV. I'm not hearing if he's hurt, if he's been pulled. I initially thought it was equipment malfunction. I didn't see.
I thought it was you gave up 5 straight goals.
Yeah, and you're getting pulled.
And it doesn't look like it's been good.
But to be fair, and this is again relatively new to lacrosse. I don't know how often it would be that you pull your goalie.
It's like hockey in that sense.
You're trying to send a message
to your team. Wake up.
But I also
which they did.
They did.
Why'd you go back to him?
Yeah, that's my thing. But you know what? There's always
maybe
be that
he thought it was
the goalie.
Team.
Yeah, it was,
and
the
not
team.
The goalie that was the cause of this. And no, it was just going to happen like this no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But they did get a boost from this. Yeah, I'm with the caller on that one of why'd you go back?
Yeah, no, not right decision at all.
No.
But I can understand the decision from the coach of you want to trust your guy in the last game.
At the same time, if he's not cutting it.
It is the last game.
It's the last
and you
game.
You got to win a championship.
You got to win this thing.
803-0550, the number to call. Talking championships there, what do you prefer, a blowout or drama right to the very end? I think we a little bit disagree, but also I don't think there's really necessarily a wrong answer. Love to hear your thoughts. Coming up at 11 today, we will get a word on the Jacksonville Jaguars, who've had a very interesting offseason. Ryan Green of 1010XL and 92.5 FM in Jacksonville is going to join us at 11 o'clock, but we're free the rest of the day to take your calls, hear your thoughts. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.